Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, Paddy, it's in six.
You said it was in
no,
four.
No, it's in Mixolydian six. Oh, this is a fucking shambles.
Pod Shambles.
Nice.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Pod Shambles.
The cutlet.
The cutlet, the piece. So, basically, Laurie is off to America this week.
Bye. So, see ya. I'm going.
He's off. So, we've got a base. We're using some pre-recordings that we actually sort of made as a pilot episode.
Well, I mean, technically, I mean, I think neither of us knew there was a microphone there. I think someone put it in the room to try and catch us unawares.
Yeah, so a lot of it's very weak.
A lot of kind of bodily noises.
There's a lot of toot, but it's, you know, like, we don't really have time. Like, Laurie's literally leaving, so
yeah,
we don't
I've
really
got,
have time.
I've got my bag, mate. Right, I've got a stick with a handkerchief on it. What do I need? Because I've got, like, some stuff to barter. I've got some, like, shiny shells.
Bartering?
Yeah. And I've got a battering ram, because that sounded like barter. And I've got some butter. Is that everything I need?
Three Bs.
Yeah.
Well, where are you going?
Butter, butter, butter.
Where are you off to?
Guadeloupe.
That's a lie. It's You're going to America.
Yeah. I am. It's near Guadeloupe.
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to the high beaches and low buildings of California. I'm going to hang out with the OC guys.
The OC? Who watches the OC anymore?
Snoop Dogg. He's not from there at all.
How dated are your American references?
I'm going to go see Dawson from Dawson's Creek. And then I'm going to catch a couple of heinies with
I'm going to go to the talkies. Well, that's great. I'm going to have to ask you about this next week, but ooh, you're gone for a good 10 days, so I'm fending on my own for now.
Okay, remember, okay, cook stuff before you eat it.
Okay.
That's wise.
Yeah.
Go to bed before tomorrow.
Yeah.
Always good. And never a lender nor a borrower nor a whatever the middle is.
What the fuck is that?
Sound
never,
advice.
Never a lender, nor a borrower. Norman.
nor a normal-sized human. Okay.
Oh, well, like, I'll ask you all about it. I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time, and I'll be fine. Don't worry. It'll be fine, mate. Be fine. It's going to be great.
Sorry.
I'm going to have a wonderful time.
It's fine. I've left you, like, the cat feeder with some kind of munchies in. You'll be fine.
Oh, God.
It's just full of Cheetos.
The cat is so unhealthy. The cat is so, he's unhappy.
It's got a timer to open for 20 seconds every hour. Yeah. So it's just, you've got to stuff as many Cheetos in your face within that 20-second time window as possible.
Are you implying that I'll eat from this as opposed to the cat?
For
I
you.
Thought you were talking about the cat.
No, because someone's going to look after you. Oh. You might as well be a tiny bit of machinery.
But then who's going to look after the cat?
Ah, I forgot.
Oh, man. Well,
Sozcat.
Well, Laurie, I wish you all the best.
Okay.
What? Are you off?
I'm going now.
Are you going, mate?
Yeah, see ya.
Well, basically, okay, I'm going to use this opportunity wisely.
Don't forget, flush twice.
Thanks, mate. I'm going to use this opportunity. What? Are you actually... He's actually gone. I'm going to use this quite wisely and... Basically, Laurie turned down a load of names for the podcast. And come back in. Help me with this. Laurie turned down a load of names. I'm gonna retry them with him. Okay, so I want you to tell me what you think.
Well, do you think we need, like, a brand lift? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that, you know, it took us a while to get to the Podshambles. There were a lot of failed attempts.
I still don't agree with these.
Okay, let's go. Number one. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Paddy and Laurie's Flail Station.
Is that like a PlayStation, but more painful?
Well, no, I just thought, you know, we're quite flaily. Yeah, we're like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's no good. All right, two. An Everyday Guide to Tiny Temper, where Short Fuse children get their say.
I feel like Short Fuse children say enough already. I mean, they've got a short fuse and they're screaming everywhere. Right. Next!
All right, I'll cross that one out. All right, now there's a group. Okay. Number three. Desert Island Whisks, Episode 1. A poor choice of whisk.
Every whisk is a poor choice. There's no good answer on Desert Island Whisks.
I like whisks. Hey, fuck you!
Whiskophile.
Alright, number four. This is linked to number three. Desert Island Crisps, Episode 3. All the good flavours are gone.
Oh, they would, wouldn't they?
What's your favourite flavour of crisps?
Ooh, what's your flavour?
Tell me what's your flavour.
Could you... Well, surely there's a better word. Surely you can just say, like, flavour it. To cover favourite flavour.
That's nice.
I like that copyright.
Okay, right. And the last in this group.
Yeah.
Desert Island Lisps, Episode 6. Fending out an F.O.F.
That's a very poor taste, Paddy. Look at you, you're laughing at your own joke. This is what has become of you.
I used to have a terrible lisp.
Really?
Yeah.
You?
I know, I had a lisp for about...
So assured and well-pronounced.
7 or 8 years, I had a lisp. My parents used to rip on me, it was very funny. To get rid of it, instead of, you know, trying speech therapy or anything like that, I pronounce all of my S's as shh. So, you know, my favourite show was The Shimpsons.
No!
It was.
You're joking.
I like Shoshashish. I did that for about
a dog.
Yeah, and I managed to finally get rid of it, but it was a horror. It was a dark
time. How did
they
get rid of it? Did they beat you?
Yeah, they beat it out of me.
With a whisk.
Until I could cry coherently. No, you get in there, son. You get in there. Sean Bean.
Why not there?
Sean Bean's my dad, apparently.
I knew it. Right, next one.
Right. How to go out with a bang. Arson for the terminally ill.
Terrible.
I know, it's a bad joke.
Who would like download that?
It was
like,
two
in
the...
I need to know.
It was 2 in the morning. I was drunk. I was angry. I was looking for a fight. I was out on the town. I was finding some hip cats. I'm sorry.
Don't apologise. You need to say these things out loud. So
we're getting to the end. I need to get this all off my chest before you get a flight.
Let's go.
Okay, how long have you got? 10 minutes.
I mean, it's not as you say flight. It's more like
it's more the long walk.
It's more like I've got a door and I've put a little stick in it with a flag on it, and I'm just going to sail.
Oh,
so I might be a couple of months.
Laurie's voyage. The next one, dealing with marriage, where drug peddling meets relationships. You see what I did there? Yeah, it would be an advice show. Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay, I like this one. Havelock and Jervis are Les Miserables.
Oh, would we have to sing everything in a kind of really trumped up way?
Oh, no, it would take us such a long time.
Look at the intro over there, you slimy shit.
Have you seen Les Miserables?
Yeah, that's the song. It's in the beginning.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's all right.
I dreamed a dream in times gone by of something fun, fun.
Empty chairs and empty tables and fuck off, you little shits.
Oh, everyone loves the landlord. That's Sweeney. No, that is Les Mis. Oh, sorry. What's Sweeney? What's the one in Sweeney Todd?
I made you into a pie. Don't go and cry.
Sweeney Todd, the demon barber of Fleet Street. You remember that?
No.
It wasn't in the film. The film was awful. Anyway, sorry. Get back to it. The next one. You'll like this one. This is a new one. The Fuck Bath.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I want an invite to the Fuck Bath.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Would there be a picture of a heavily busty lady with suds obscuring her bustiness?
No, it would be like a bath covered in obscenities with just our bums.
Oh, shitting asses on the front. Brilliant.
All right, the next one.
That's a maybe.
Dr. Strange Duck, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Swan.
That's brilliant.
I think that one's quite good.
I really like that.
It could be worse. We could be on fire.
Goes for anything, really.
Next one's clever. Captain's Log, the heartwarming tale of a proud admiral and his oak. Anyway, next one. Eat, Pray, Love. Eat, Pray, Love. Eat, Pray, Love. One Nun's Battle Against Obesity.
Oh,
see what I did there?
That's a clever one.
All right, now, okay. You'll love this one.
Okay.
Pod Bastard.
Oh, I love it. It sounds like a robot from Robot Wars.
It would be so. It would be the angriest podcast.
Oh, bastard!
Unless it was
Jon Snow's pod.
The pod, but this podcast isn't like other podcasts. God. I think we got a really good response to last week's show. Do you know that? I think a lot of people. We're making it into a game, by the way. We're online with developers. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Along with we've had another idea for a game.
Oh god, is it now time to unveil this?
We've been waiting for a while to unveil this.
We were going to wait for E3 next year.
We were going to wait for E3, yeah. But here it goes. Okay, we're going to release a Flash game. Probably, I don't know, 2-3 years, called Monkey Madness.
Don't too much. All right, the name's enough. It's a teaser.
Okay, is it going to be like?
But it's just be sure.
Yeah.
It features monkeys, and it's bloody mad.
It's going to be excellent. I'm really excited about it. No, okay, no, sorry, we shouldn't reveal this until then. What? Maybe every episode we should give them a little tidbit.
Well, you can let them know how the development's going.
Because that's one thing we haven't made clear about this podcast. We're both really into video games. That was the original intention.
Yeah. Well, it's because we decided it was a bit sad just to play them on our own, so we'd probably, you know, hook up with someone else every now and then to make sure, you know, we met all our basic sim needs.
Yeah.
Because I learned from The Sims, you have to socialise.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, wipe your shit up.
You know, it's wipe your shit up. Oh, poor Sims. But yeah, we were going to just do video games, but now it's sort of turned into what we talk about whilst we're playing games.
Yeah.
So I think games are going to feature quite a lot in the next series. But anyway, right, the next one. There's no time to explain. Get in the boat.
We'll find out about the boat origin this episode.
I have an obsession with boats.
You do.
I don't know where it came. No, before meeting you, I didn't.
Naughty nauticals.
Nauticultural show.
Ooh, I like it.
Oh, that's quite good. All right, okay. The next one. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Episode 6. Why did he throw away all the gold? I've already told you. Drunk. Tony's ham hour with Paddy and Laurie.
Oh, yeah, but Tony would steal the show. And the ham would take quite a lot of the credit.
I think that'd be a great
show. I'm not working with Tony again.
You know what? Part of me thinks we should just call this podcast The Wire, because people would fucking love that. Everyone loves The Wire.
Yeah, no. But after the first three series, wonderful.
Suddenly, they just shit hits the fan. Shit hits the real fan. Okay.
I don't think we're street enough to be The Wire.
All right, okay. This one would be more a cookery show, but check this out.
Okay.
This must be the place. Blind tasting fish with Pad and Laws.
Ah, place. Yeah.
Nice. This must be the place. Hotcakes, the sellout podcast. Oh. That's for when, you know, that's for when it gets really horrid and we start, you know, going, oh, Laurie, what are you eating?
Oh, I'm eating a Worms Jaffa.
Oh, that's really fun. I prefer All Bran. available now.
We'd lose the contract immediately.
All good retailers. Could I interest you in some cereal cut-off? Would you like a little fruit and fibre?
Oh, just the dust. Cocoa dust.
Cocoa dust.
Shreddy shavings.
Seven deadly sins of cereal.
That's why we're never getting sponsored. That's why we're never getting sponsored.
We've tried. God, we've tried. Oh, well, you know.
I don't think Werther's Original would sponsor us. Like, old man sweeties.
Wow, this doesn't taste like other things. It's really original. Who made it?
Werther.
what's it called? I don't know. And that's end.
Plug done.
This podcast is sponsored by Colchester, the place where something's not quite right, but nobody can quite put their finger on what that is.
What's your beef with Colchester, man?
Wasn't there a load of witch trials in Colchester?
I think you've...
Not recently. Maybe recently.
Last week.
Ah, yes, the witches of Colchester.
Witches of Colchester. What the famous witches?
Witchcraft isn't really a crime nowadays, is it? I mean, you know, lots of witches around.
Wicker,
witches,
yeah.
And ways and whos and whys.
I once went to a Wicker gathering.
Did you?
Yeah. You had to hold a talking stick to speak.
No.
Dance around a fire.
No.
This sounds like a lie. I'm not going to go into why I did this, but I...
Rest assured.
Rest assured, it was pretty fucking weird.
I don't know if I'm happy or sad about that.
Let's go back to the titles.
Let's go back to the pie and the median.
Now, I like this one, because it's true. Two men and a cannon. Episode 2, trying to rebuild.
It would be a messy episode.
It would be awful, wouldn't it? Beekeepers Weekly, episode 11. Oh, God, who gave them guns?
Well, the bees.
The bees.
Oh, God. They're already dangerous enough as it is.
I know. God, they just swarm.
Would you have to make them tiny guns, or would they all use one big gun?
God, they'd all have chains with guns on them.
Oh, my God.
God, how many bees do you reckon it would take to lift a gun?
Oh, several.
If you all
touch
them.
I reckon at least four. Oh, here's my guess.
I do love bees, but where have they all gone? That's the question on everyone's lips.
I've got them, mate.
Disappearing.
Don't tell anyone I've got them. I've got them around the back of the van.
You've got. I'd love that if you'd had all the bees.
I would become the bee messiah. Everyone would be mad for honey.
Everyone would be mad. Oh, you'd be mad to miss it. No, I'm sorry. Pessimist Hour, episode 2. Nobody's listening. It doesn't matter. That was when I was sad and drunk. And my favourite one, this is the last one I came up with. How quickly can we get sued? Episode 1, the Adam and Joe Mock the Week Ricky Gervais Yog Pod, live on Radio 1, 2, 3, 4 and 1 Extra.
Nice, yeah. Nice, all the boxes.
All the boxes tick. We'd have such a following. Can you imagine?
Would anyone be taken in by that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Who's that on the phone? Oh, it's Annie Mac. What does she want? Oh, I'm angry. You know, is that what she does? Is Annie Mac on the radio?
Angry. She's not Angry Mac.
Angry Mac. Angry Mac.
That's what I put on when I want to go out, but I'm not that happy about it.
Have you seen my car? Because I am livid. And it's gone.
I've put on my Angry Mac to go and try and find it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You need to go and get a plane. Okay. All right, let's start the podcast. This is old material. I hope it's okay. We haven't had time to edit it. I really hope you enjoy it. Do tell people about the Twitter.
Tell people at PodShambles. We're also, you can email us at PodShambles.
We'll do that at the end. There's no time. Somebody press. Okay, that's enough sort of.
But I enjoyed the bullshit, Paddy.
That's enough conversational whimsy.
I've got something else to tell you.
What?
About newts.
Oh, Christ.
Did you know the largest ever newt recorded on record, was at least 7 inches long? Scientists say it could have been as long as 10 miles.
Where do you get your information?
My head.
Your head. You make all of this up.
Well, that's what information is, isn't it? I mean, you know, people just get lucky.
I suppose. look, I think let's do something.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea. Like, let's
I'm hunting.
No.
Let's go get a fox. Okay.
Something that allows us to be sat here.
Skidooing.
I don't even know what that is.
It's being on a skidoo. You've never been on a skidoo? Have you never skidooed?
I skidooed.
Have you never skidooed? Dude.
Like, I don't know. Like, let's do some kind of activity that
involves I know!
Okay.
Can I quiz you about something?
All right.
Would you like to embark on a quiz?
Shoot.
The Quiz Ship Enterprise.
Have you got a quiz?
In my pockets.
That's a lie.
That's not a quiz, sorry.
That's not a quiz at all. That's just an envelope.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
Alright, find me a quiz.
I'm going to Quiz Tube.
Hit me. Quiz Tube.
Quiz Tube. It's like YouTube, but full of quizzes.
I bet that's a lie.
It's full of quizzes.
go on, have a look.
Okay.
Go on a quiz.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple of quizzes to choose from.
Yeah, go on that one.
Okay, so.
What piercing are you?
Oh, God. You are... A clitoris piercing!
Do you
enjoy damp environments and extended periods without sunshine? And to be tickled.
What about what kind of person are you?
What about?
That might reveal a bit.
That's going to be awful.
Oh, yeah, it might be a little bit.
That's going to be awful. I mean, they're all going to be awful.
Are all these quizzes quite horrid?
This is bastardquiz.com. Okay, here's a good one. Which medieval weapon would you own?
Oh, go for it.
Brilliant.
I'm really excited about this.
Or, the other top-rated one was, which Walsall FC player are you? Walsall FC.
I don't even know what that is.
A football club from Walsall.
Warsaw?
Walsall. Walsall. In, like...
In Poland?
No, it's in Britain.
Walsall.
Walsall.
Is that a place?
Like, yeah! They've got, like, chocolate.
Near Basildon?
I'm going to say yes. I think it's in the north. Here we go.
Walsall
is in the West Midlands of England. It's okay, northwest of Birmingham. And east of Wolverhampton!
Oh. Learn something new every day.
There you go, Walsall.
So what's the question? Which Walsall am I?
Which football player? Which Walsall football club?
Claire. No, I don't
want to. We're not doing that. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
40 questions, medieval weapons.
Brilliant.
Let's keep it quick.
Oh, okay.
Are you held in high respect? Regard, I think they mean.
Am I held in high regard? What's the parameters?
Oh, sorry. No, or yes. Would people call you assertive? Judging on the answer to that question, no.
No.
Never. Do people look to you for advice?
Oh, surprisingly, yes.
What's the last thing you gave sound advice out about?
I gave you advice on your shoe choice.
I was thinking of shoes as well.
Yeah, that's great. Good, isn't it?
Terrible choice. Someone died. I wore the knife shoe again. And I still
the
don't know.
The knife shoe?
Yeah, it's a shoe. But the clever part is, it's also a knife. So the end's sharpened into like a knife-like serrated edge.
I give you advice.
And I went disco dancing, and I tried to do the worm.
Nobody disco dances.
Nobody.
Anymore.
I gave it a girl in the face.
That's awful.
I'm sorry. That's your fault.
I didn't give that advice. I give you advice all the time.
Oh, God, I can't remember it now. It's really embarrassing.
When's
the last time you gave me advice?
I give you advice on...
Stocks
and shares.
Yeah.
Pubic
hair trimming. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
I did a little dolphin last time. That went quite well.
Yeah. What about?
Got a dolphin to sleep with me.
Maybe I don't give people advice. I definitely give
you
people
do,
advice.
You do. No, you do. Four, are you very muscular?
Fuck you, no.
Is tree cleaning.
Tree cleaning?
Tree cleaning. Hello. I am a tree cleaner. I come to clean your tree. Is tree climbing easy for you?
Hmm.
Are you like Baloo, the bear?
I'm not very muscular, but also I don't weigh very much, and I have really long limbs.
Like a spindly killerfish.
Mm.
But
I'm a killer
not
fish.
A fish.
I mean, tree climbing, I can do it, no problem, mate.
Great.
I'm up that, look, that, yeah, I've done it.
Get on top!
Get on top!
Get on top! Oh, get on top!
Get on top!
Get underneath! Get to the side! Oh, why didn't you get off me? Stop it! Oh! Ah! Don't like it. I mean, that's a can of
shit.
Worms. Ananids.
Ananids?
Yeah.
What's an ananid?
It's the type of creature a worm is.
See, that's one of the fun things about the show. People can learn with me.
Fanny, here's a word you might like. Ananid. I might be really wrong with that, actually. I think I might be wrong.
Give me a word that I don't know. Oh. Don't say ananid again.
I've changed the meaning since last time. It's ananid.
Get go on.
You see, all the words I can think of are words like rambunctious, which I know you like.
Oh, I like that word.
Ancillary.
Ancillary.
Yeah. Oh, I'm rising up in my chair, my little pride's chair.
Ancillary. I've heard
this
that word
is really
before.
This is one of those really bizarre like streaks of pride ancillary. I have when you know something someone else doesn't. There's no sweeter feeling.
Ancillary.
When you go like, well, of course, that's like Tolstoy would have said. And everyone goes, oh, there's a combination of consternation of who the fuck is this prick. And also you go, I know who Tolstoy is.
Ancillary. Is it like something that's secondary to something else?
It is.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh, brilliant. What? So it's like a buttress.
Like a buttress. Like a buttress.
Oh, God. I love the word
defending
buttress.
Arrows for the very first time.
I guess the ancillary, that's pretty good. Hit me with another.
Okay. I can't remember anymore.
You don't need more words?
Recidivist.
That I don't know. Recidivist?
Yeah.
R-E-C?
Yeah. R-E-S-E-D-I-V-I-S-T! Everything's in half a song.
R-E-S-P-C Steve!
PC Steve? Oh, well, I'm PC Steve. You might know me from Metropolitan Police. I like nothing more than clearing up naughty pings. Pings?
Pings.
Pings.
Naughty pings.
Naughty people, naughty things, pings.
Recidivist.
I think is someone...
Who resides somewhere.
No, it's someone... I think it's someone who goes to prison and then comes out and then repeatedly offends, I think. But it's generally used to mean someone who's a bit of a shit.
Learn something new every day.
I know that from Monty Python.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, there you go.
I like Peace on Earth.
Yeah, great. Done.
But am I for the whole idea?
The whole idea is like a whole... Well, maybe it's like the whole, as in like... A whole no, that's not.
No, that's too. That's too far stretched.
That's too wacky for this podcast. Nothing is too wacky.
I got taken up on something the other day.
Did you?
Here you go.
Up the bottom.
You're very good. You're a word man. Okay, you're a wordman.
A wordman. Don't put undue pressure on me.
Two things. Okay, here's two things. Firstly, someone said, "Oh, I'm going to be doing this with my friend tomorrow night.
mon ami.
Like, sort of saying, like, oh, I've got to work here tomorrow night.
Yeah.
One of my housemates.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay, I will make myself sparse.
Ooh.
Now, hang on. Yeah. Now, ooh. She said, no, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
No, it's make yourself scarce.
Yes.
But...
No.
I've always said make yourself sparse.
That's because you're
means
wrong.
The same thing.
No, it doesn't.
Shut up.
Don't cough your tuberculosis on me in consternation, you bloody old
that would
bastard.
Be an awful... If I had TB and you, and that's how you revealed
oh,
it.
Oh, cheers. Here's some play.
Yeah, no, I think make yourself sparse. And I googled it, and people do say it.
Yeah, but they're wrong.
That's what
I've
always...
It's like people who say, I get covered in rage. Covered in rage. When people say, snicker... instead of snigger. Now, I'm aware that the latter word is a bit close to another quite unpleasant word, but snicker is a bloody, you know, peanut-based confectionery bar, not a method of... That's sniggering.
Yeah, but who says snickering?
Loads of people!
Well, that... Well, okay.
Americans, mostly.
Okay, well,
I think,
yeah, but...
Paddy, if we're really honest, I think Americans do most of it. I think that's probably what I'm annoyed
most
about.
Most of the things.
Most of the... Like cheeseburgers, weird words.
Odd names for cakes.
Odd names for cakes. Fucking stealing our... There's a Bampton in America. What do they want Bampton for?
Bampton's lovely.
Bampton, well...
Well, no.
Full of Morris dancers, for a start.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, Bampton is basically the Morris dancing stronghold of the south of
England.
Oh
my God, it's like... You have to wave a hanky to get in.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, nonny, nonny, I'm in Bampton.
You have to be carrying your thwacking sticks.
Yeah, and you have to be very inappropriately kind of...
Dressed
with lots of heavy makeup, shall we say.
What a
load of fuckers.
What a bunch of...
Well, that's the Oxfordshire audience gone, immediately.
Yeah, there we go. We've just lost the South.
All of our home crowd.
All of the home counties.
So, hang on. I mean, we were going somewhere, but I think, basically...
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Sparse,
so,
no.
Make yourself sparse. I think that's fine.
It's
I'm going to put that out.
Sparse is like, yeah, no, you just can't have that. I'm sorry.
I think I can.
Well, then you can continue to believe that, but you must also know that you're wrong.
Okay, well, fine. The second one... The second one, I said today, I said... I can't remember which was right now. I said, equivalent, like we should do an equivalent trade. You know, tit for tat.
Yeah. That's fine.
And they said, no, it's pit for pat.
No, they're wrong.
Oh, no, I said
you
pit,
said
for,
pit
pat.
For pat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've shown
I think that's
up,
fine. It's just a noise. Pit for pat. It's fine. It's,
when have you ever said pit for pat? Where are they things?
Dit for dat. Dit for dat! Bless you.
There's a big lump of snot on my towel.
Oh, no.
Hang on, let's start again because I quite like that tit for tat. I think I ruined it.
I'm going to keep it there. I'm not getting
you're
rid of
listening
that.
To the snot cunts.
That's
yeah,
my
tit for
two
tat,
cents.
Right, pit for pat, load of bollocks.
I think it's fine. They just need to be words
you
that
all
rhyme.
You for the peace on earth idea. I've already put yeah.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Right. Do you have a large amount of friends?
I don't know.
No, you do. I think you
amount,
do.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, more than a handful. You've got like a, you know, a hefty sack of friends.
Yeah, a good, a bushel.
A burlap sack full of friends.
A bushel of friends.
A bushel of friends. Number seven, can you be a bully?
Oh, I think I'm quite nice.
Oh, you are quite lovable, really. You got that face, which means you couldn't really be a bully. But if you tried...
People don't take me seriously.
They just go, stop it. Oh, no, don't. Go home. Oh, look after yourself. You've been well brought up.
Yeah, I'm what's the word?
Not a wanker.
Not a dick, yeah. No, I don't think I am a bully. No. Can I be a bully? No,
I don't know the case, but you'd get really self-conscious halfway through. You'd be like, I'm sorry, mate, I'm really sorry.
It would just
sorry.
Be of detriment to myself.
Yeah, exactly. You'd go up and beat yourself up about it.
Yeah.
And you'd write a really lovely letter to them the next day.
Yeah.
Too late, though. They've already moved to Arkansas.
they've already gone,
they've already gone. Pat their backs.
Yeah. Gone, left. God.
Leaving only a whistle behind.
A whistle and a piece of tape.
Oh. And you would take the whistle and whistle the tune that they loved. It's the only noise a whistle can make.
Yeah.
Number eight, is basketball your favourite eight sport?
Actually, surprisingly, yes.
Oh, you used to love basketball.
Yeah.
You'd get on
that
with...
is my favourite sport.
I can't stand it. It's a load of really... I mean, like, watching it. It's a load of really rich
two rich men chucking a ball about, and like it keeps bloody stopping every 5 seconds. And there's a basket, and I guess you're meant to get it in. And there's a load of kind of postulating, and it sounds like it's it feels you know I no.
Yes, it is.
Okay, fine.
It's my favourite sport, I think.
Sure.
I'm not big into sport, but basketball's always been the one that I'm good at, so I like it.
Spindly limbs.
Spindly limbs.
There we go. Number 9. Do you believe in never showing mercy?
No, I don't.
You like a bit of mercy.
I like mercy. I think mercy's. Yeah, it's.
Oh, mercy me! Have you ever said, "Oh, mercy me"?
It's quite crucial, mercy.
Wow.
Otherwise, everyone would just hate each other.
Don't be hating on me.
Don't be hating.
Do you tend to be more offensive than defensive in your actions? Ooh, that's quite a transparent question on the medieval weapon quiz there.
More offensive.
Are you more a shield or a sword?
I think I am quite defensive.
That makes it sound like you're very quick to defend yourself.
I'm quite sensitive. Like.
Yeah, but you're not like overly defensive.
Maybe I'll abstain on that then.
Okay.
I think maybe I'll abstain on middle ground.
Middle ground.
A middle ground, middle ground.
We need some kind of jingle to play when the page is loading. Loaded! 11, are you brave? Are you the ginger girl from the Disney film?
I haven't seen that yet.
Maybe
good.
Neither. I don't know. I know what happens in it, though.
It won Best Animation this year. Beat Paranorman.
It's awful.
And
never mention Paranorman again.
Never talk to me about that movie.
Who would show up for the sequel to Paranorman 2? What kind of caliber of actor? I think they could get Rob Schneider. He'd be up for it.
Who else is out of work?
Who else is awful?
Habitually unhappy.
Who is really bad? They'd have like a cameo from someone like the lead singer of The Killers. What's his name? Brendan Flowers.
Brendan Flowers.
Yeah, did you not know that's his name?
No.
Star of Las Vegas, Brendan Flowers. It's a brilliant name. He used to be like a performer, like another performer. There you go. Brendan Flowers, Lacey and the Killers.
Oh.
Moving on. Are you brave?
I don't know. Middle?
Meh. Are you a risk taker?
I think I am.
What's the riskiest risk you've ever risked?
Well, I've risked everything.
Would you risk it for a biscuit?
I would risk it for a biscuit.
What kind of biscuit?
Oh, I don't know, probably some kind of...
Jammy Dodger?
No.
Or bourbon cream? Custard cream?
I like bourbons. My favourite biscuit... I like ginger biscuits.
Oh,
I really like ginger biscuits.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What about a hobnob?
The ones that... Oh, I love hobnobs.
I bloody love hobnobs. What about, okay, a macaroon, not a biscuit technically, but we'll go there.
I don't even know what that is. I thought it was a nut.
No.
Oh, it's a macadamia.
Macadamia.
There's Macedonia.
Macadamia. Yeah, which is a place. No nuts.
No nuts.
No biscuits.
I am a risk taker in that case.
Are you uneducated? I should say so.
Well, no, I went to school.
In a fashion.
Yeah, no, I'm not uneducated. I don't think anyone would consider me uneducated. Because I've been educated.
By a firm backhand, that's what you've been educated by.
Yeah.
It's me, that's the sound of me raising my hand. Nandiskar!
So I am not... No, that's...
Oh, you are,
I'm
no,
not
yeah.
uneducated.
I see what I did there. I see what we both... Yeah.
Are you smart?
I am the quizmaster.
Oh, sorry, I skipped ahead.
Number 14, are you smart?
No one can really answer that question. It's like when you ask a...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Don't give me that look. When you ask people stuff like that... Shush. We got to go for an abstinence.
Are you pretty strong again? He's asked you this before.
No, not really. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
Do you like being in the thick of the battle?
No, I like being on the outskirts.
Yeah, a little sniper. Yeah, snipe.
I like tactical approaches to things.
I see.
I don't like just getting stuck in.
So you're not there with Robert Baratheon and Brian Blessed in the melee?
No.
You're out on the sides of Legolas and...
Bran.
Bran's not even featuring an old bloody battle. Number 17, then. Do you enjoy pruing challenges?
Pruing?
They can't spell pursuing.
Oh, okay.
Pruing.
I like a good challenge.
Oh, what's your favourite?
What's my favourite challenge?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I like getting stuck in Crystal Maze.
Crystal Maze?
Do you remember the Crystal Maze?
I do remember the Crystal Maze. One of those things, right? That's one of those endless things. I'm sorry. I don't want to shit on your... bonfire, parade, party, whatever. But like, it's one of those things everyone our age says, oh, mate, do you remember the Crystal Maze? As if it was a complete mystery to all of us. We all fucking watched the Crystal Maze. We can all remember it because it was awesome. End conversation.
I take it back.
Well, it's fine. You can record it now.
Well, you know, they did reruns of it on Challenge TV.
Takeshi's Castle.
Yeah, we've excellent come. There challenge. You go.
Dick and Dom in the Bungalow was my favourite challenge.
Was that? Oh yeah.
It was like a kind of challenge. Oh, Dick and Dom is probably the formation of 90% of my comedic intent.
All right. Okay. Back and forth. Challenges that you face. Go.
What, on a daily basis?
Yeah. No, just challenges. You say one. I say one.
Okay. Tying your shoes.
Eating your cereal.
That's not a challenge, it's a pleasure.
Catching
a train.
Catching a fish.
Catching a disease.
Catching a boat.
Avoiding a boat.
Avoiding a voyage.
Stowing away on a voyage.
Why are all of these about boats?
Bribing a captain.
Pretending to be a captain.
Pretending to be a captain's beard.
Combing your beard.
Trimming your beard.
Buying a beard.
Stealing a beard.
Fishing for a beard.
Tickling another man's beard.
I can't stop thinking about the sea.
And beards.
Tickling.
Never tickle another man's beard. Unless he invites you with express permission. Dear sir, would you be available at 4 p.m. this afternoon to tickle my beard? Yours sincerely, Captain Beard.
Never touch a blind man's hat.
Never rub another man's rhubarb.
Look before you leap.
Cash before you keep.
Try before you buy.
Snore before you sleep.
Buy one, get one free.
Terms and conditions apply.
Read the small print.
Is that a challenge?
Oh, challenge. Choosing a phone.
Trying to get the really last bit of jam out of a jar of jam, even though you've had most of the jam in the jar of jam, but you really want jam.
Arguing with someone about how the name of a certain dinosaur is pronounced. Because neither of you can ever possibly know.
Exactly, because the dinosaurs weren't around. If a dinosaur would pop up and tell you, mate, it's Tyrannosaurus, you'd be fine.
Yeah, but they couldn't speak.
That's probably about it. Challenges. It's every challenge.
Is that all of the challenges?
All the challenges known to mankind.
Riding a shark.
Oh, that's pretty challenging. Good. Well, do you enjoy all those?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Number 18, are you fast?
I think I'm
on a scale of pig to leopard. How fast are you? Pigs are pretty fast.
I'm somewhere in the middle. Okay. I've got dexterity.
You do. You're nimble.
Nimble. Nimble.
If you were a class in an RPG, you'd be a thief or a ranger.
A ranger. Yeah.
You would. I don't know. I'd be
a hunter or a strider.
Me?
Oh, no, I'm talking about me.
Yeah, fuck you.
You?
I'm talking about me. Yeah, I'd be a dwarf, I suppose.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Quite dwarfy. You might be a cleric.
A cleric?
Yeah, or like a
That's
battle
awful.
Cleric.
A cleric? Ooh, I like gods and I can heal people.
You'd rather be a tank?
Yeah.
Or like a DPS?
Oh, I'd be like a barbarian.
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 Actually, yeah.
But I'm not that strong, although I'm quite broad. I don't really have... That's my arms, by the way. That's the noise in my weak
That's
arms.
The noise in your arms. That's the noise in your arms, mate. You got power.
Power!
Yeah, barbarian, maybe. Okay,
sweet, I'll do that. You're fast, though. Like a ranger. 19, are you lonely a lot? Oh, you should say something, mate.
No.
Oh.
I'm not, really.
Number 20, are you good at solving logic problems?
Yeah. Love logic
problems. Oh, yes.
Love logic problems.
Okay, so what is... Right.
Okay.
What is 17?
Yeah.
Minus a ham, plus Sardinia, minus 3.
It's not a logic problem.
Oh, it is. There's a very warped logic to it.
What's the logic?
Logic Pro.
Final Cut.
Final Cut.
Audacity.
Groove Shark.
We're
just going to say software at each other now. Is that what this podcast has become? Hello, you're listening to the Tech Review. We're just going to say snidey software comments. Paddy, Photoshop.
Adobe.
You've lost the quiz because Adobe is a company.
I love solving logic problems.
I loved software.
I love soldering.
Soldering logic. That's what I do on a daily basis. If something doesn't quite make sense, I just solder over the logic. Just that little gap.
It just breeds over. That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. No. Sharks can walk on land. If just put in a special harness. Number 21, are people afraid of you?
No.
I'm pretty scared of you after this fucking conversation, I tell you.
No.
No.
Why do you keep clicking yes?
I'm trying to skew the results.
Okay.
Do you usually avoid head-on conflict?
Absolutely.
Well, especially head-on. I mean, that implies your head's going to be in danger.
Yeah.
What if you had some kind of helmet? Would you be all right?
Well, if the helmet is distance, I'm fine.
That sounds like an awful lyric. If my helmet is distance,
would you buy me a boat?
would you star
sorry,
my moat?
Since we talked about, I can't. All I can think about is the ocean, like and boats.
You need to
and,
get it out of your system.
I don't know. Maybe I need to go sailing, or like buy like one of those catamarans.
Catamarans? Catamaran, dear boy.
Catamaran.
They're not really like nautical.
Catamaran.
That's the worst shop I've ever been in. Hello, welcome to Cattle Meringue. You can choose a Cattle Meringue, but the funny thing is, you don't know which you're choosing. So you go in there, and you're like, I really like a pavlova, so I'm going to buy some meringue.
I was looking for a boat.
No. You can have a tabby or a pavlova.
Oh, God. Alright, sorry.
Out of business in a week.
I'm going to stop thinking about water for this.
Do you fight as a last resort?
A water resort? Oh, God. Do I fight as a last resort?
Cut my life into pieces.
This is my last resort.
It's David Bowie doing Papa Roach.
Do you fight as a last resort? Yeah, it's my last resort.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's generally my last resort.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm not quick to
you
fight.
You don't jump to swashbuckling?
No. Ooh, I'd like to be a swashbuckler.
Buckling the swash. Joe Swash.
Have you ever done anything swash that you'd consider swashbuckling?
No.
Why have we gone back to boats?
You're obsessed. I think you have
you
a problem.
You said swashbuckling.
That's a word.
Swashbuckling is doing something with the bravado of a pirate. Is that what swashbuckling is?
No.
Name me the last time you did something swashbuckling.
Oh, fuck. I can't be expected to remember everything I did.
I don't write down all of my swashbuckling experience.
I just do them and then bed all the women afterwards. Is that a problem?
That's good enough for me.
Fine. 24. Are you someone people don't want to mess with?
People don't generally with me, but I think that's because I don't really give a lot of good cause to.
No. I quite like to mess with you in a psychological way every weekend, although I think I could quite easily scar you for life.
A lot of people But only because I enjoy messing with them. I like messing with people that so that people mess with me back.
Yeah.
Like the time when two of my flatmates convinced me I was in Death Note. they convinced me that I was a serial killer.
Just for those who haven't seen Death Note, is the charming tale of a boy who discovers he has a notebook in which he can write the names of people and they will die shortly afterwards.
They convinced me that I was that guy and I'd lost my memory.
You were that guy.
And I'd created the television show Death Note to remind myself I was that guy.
Oh, yeah, because he loses his memory when he gives away the notebook.
Absolutely. And then they pretended to be the other characters. And in the middle of the night, in a frenzy, I called one of them and said, "You can't tell the other one that I'm the killer. Because if they find out, they'll turn me in.
They'll call the police." And did you then get a notebook out and try to write people's names in?
No, but I have a notebook like that. And it actually really, really fucked with me.
But you're silly, yes, people, and you're not in psychiatric hospital, so you're right.
So people do like to mess with me, and I like to mess with them back. So am I someone people don't want to mess with?
No.
No.
Great. Can you be obnoxious?
You answer that.
No, I don't think you can.
No, you answer it. You see what I did? I'm being obnoxious.
You're a prick.
that was
wow. Should have thought about that.
Yeah.
Were you obnoxious?
Can I be obnoxious?
Anyone can, can't they?
Give me an example.
Will you be obnoxious? No.
Obnoxicity.
Obnoxicity.
Obnoxious.
That's the unreleased System of a Down album.
Obnoxicity.
Awful. Being obnoxious would be to like just poke someone repeatedly for 5 years.
Why? What? Just to get a reaction?
Yeah. Obnoxious. Obnoxious is generally used for little brothers. I think it's the perfect adjective for little brother.
I am a little brother.
Yeah, but I doubt you're obnoxious to Wally. Were you?
Maybe when I was younger. I don't think I'm obnoxious anymore.
Mm.
Do you reckon I am?
He told me the other day he didn't like your face.
I don't think I'm obnoxious.
No, I don't think you are either.
No.
How boring. Do you tend to break records?
Well, that was a big jump.
If you could break any record, what record would you want, like, your name under? I'd quite like to be the guy that had the biggest bath of baked beans or like something like that.
That's the like typical wacky record.
Yeah,
everyone says.
But I'd quite like that. I like the original wacky record, which I think is probably something to do with beans. And if I could
you'd
find
like to be
out
the first guy
is,
that went, records aren't just for professionals.
They're for bean aficionados too.
What record would I like to hold?
By the fastest man, tallest man, widest man.
Does it have to be physical?
No. Most hairy man, least hairy man, medium hairy man.
I'd like to be like the guy who broke the Enigma code fastest.
That's not really a record. Oh, yeah, I suppose it is. But generally, the guy who did that first just won. That was it.
Or the guy who held the most balloons.
That's a good one. I like that. In your bare arms, no strings allowed. Just purely like...
Yeah, you have to...
No net.
No strings.
You have to be naked as
you
well.
You have to be sort
how
of
would you,
on
I would,
them.
Do you know what would be quite good? Is if you like rubbed them, so you had static electricity, and you could just like stick them to your hair.
Ah, but then judge rules, I'd be cheating.
No, because you'd be naked. Would you have to be shaved and naked? Is that what
shaved,
you're saying?
Naked, holding
you could still
balloons.
Build it up on your like arms, even if you had no hair.
Yeah, I want to be the guy who's held the most balloons.
I like that. That's a very achievable record.
Or
I think we should look that up.
Or laughed at the most seals.
I'm
going to
look that up for you for the next show. We're going to see if we can do that. Laughed at the most seals.
Laughed at the most seals in an hour.
I could beat you for that, definitely. I fucking love seals.
I'm just sat on a boat. Like
a boat again!
I'm sat on a boat, just watching them. You know, and they're you know... And I'm just. Yeah.
How do you measure like laughing at seals? Would it be every single seal you saw that directly made you laugh? That's
Geiger
one.
Counter.
Geiger counter.
That's the official
measuring laugh radiation.
Yeah.
Great. Glad we've cleared that up. So you don't tend to, but we'd like to.
I don't tend to break records. No. I think most people would have to answer no.
Have you ever pitched in a baseball or a softball game?
Yes.
Or a rounders game?
I have.
Ooh. Any interesting stories from your time as a pitcher?
No.
Great. Question 28. Are you popular?
Oh, this is another one of those. I think so. I think I'm.
Hey.
I'm friendly.
Yeah. Aww. Do you usually outsmart your peers?
Peers, as in mates.
Morgan.
No.
Your local peers.
I think we have some kind of understanding where we're not arseholes.
Well,
outsmarting someone in a nasty way, like being like, "No, you're an idiot."
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of a slightly snide activity, really. Yeah,
I don't know. Smart people.
No. Would you die for a king, a queen, or the president? If the president of Malawi said, "Mate, you've got to die,"
I wouldn't die for a king, a queen, or a president.
What have they ever done for us, eh? Sitting in their big old palace, all that money, sitting there being like, "Oh, if only everyone died for me." Fuck off, fucking queen. Fuck one of your fucking corgis. There you go, fucking bomb disposal squad. I ain't fucking do shit for you, queen.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would. Unless they were, unless they did something for me.
Unless they baked you a really nice flam.
Flat. Do you bake a flan?
Yeah.
Do you bake a flan? Do you ride a flan?
Do you
bake a flan?
Do you put flan in box and send to Nana in Romania? Do you...
Why is flan Romanian?
No, I am Romanian. Come on, man.
Would I die for a king, queen, or prince? Nah, give it a no.
Give it a no. Give it a no.
Give it a no.
Give it a no. Give it a no.
Oh,
only five more. Oh, hello, this is a good one. Oh. Do the words Crécy, Poitiers, Agincourt mean anything to you?
They were battles.
They were.
Yeah.
I don't know. I only know Agincourt, really.
Agincourt, well, remember the song?
Agincourt.
At Agincourt. I sold my boots at Agincourt. Buy me some more boots.
Oh, please give me some more boots. My feet are bleeding.
At Agincourt.
Oh, those were the days,
those
eh?
Those were the days.
1485, whenever 1480. The fuck it was. Are you good at dance?
I am, actually.
Better than me.
Yeah. But then again, you're learning.
I'm a learner.
And I'm sort of learning, but I've got a knack for
you're
it.
You're a dartissimo.
If it now says, you're a dart, what's the
or
quiz?
Or like you're a trebuchet. What medieval weapon would you own?
What medieval weapon would you
Which
own?
Which ones are like darts?
Spears.
Oh, yeah, even tiny darts.
Pilums.
Pilums.
Is it pilums? Are they the Roman spears?
Yeah, actually javelins. Pilar, because it's a neuter noun. So the plural form of pilum would be pilar. In fact,
it's an R feminine.
I think it's a third declension. So I think it's Pilarum. Oh, fucking hell. This is Latin champ, Bernie Laurie. Good? No? Yes?
No. Oh, God.
Are you good at darts?
Now over to Quintus with the sport. It's really good!
It's superior!
Oh, language gag. I like darts.
Number 33. Do you get a load of blisters on your fingers?
I do, because I play a
Submit
lot of guitar.
Submit them for inspection. You're pretty clean. Ooh. That's just a callus.
Look at these boys.
Take more better care of these, man. Well, better care of these.
They're callous. Aren't they callous because they've blistered?
Get a manicure.
Don't think it's callous post-blistering.
Manicure.
Manicure.
Manicure. A manicure from a Mancurian.
I have blisters on my fingers. That's the Beatles thing, isn't it? I've got blisters on my fingers. Not in that accent.
What?
It's at the end
got
of like
blisters
a
on my fingers.
Yeah, that's it. At the end of one of the Beatles songs.
Got blisters on my fingers. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Just say no. You remember you used to love playing House MD. When I was a kid, I'd spend years being
a wise cracking doctor.
It's never lupus. I'd just do that, and then I'd pop a couple of paracetamol, pretend it was Vicodin. I'd walk with a
sore ankle. I guess we should give you chemo.
It's none. Yes.
Yeah, and then it goes wrong, and then he's like,
"Hang on, it's not chemo. It's probably
kidneys are bleeding.
Your kidneys are bleeding. Maybe it's
and then and then like and then like a duck walks apart past the window, and then you
duck.
Go, dun,
does
dun,
he do?
Dun. And he's like, duck. And then
no,
and
he does the Jeff Goldblum. He goes, ducks. Ducks lay eggs. Eggs. Eggs max the spot. Treasure map. Treasure maps are used to find buried treasure. Gold. Bullion. Buffalo Bull. Bill. Buffalo Bill used to wear the skin of his victim's skin.
Bill of a duck.
Skin.
Just keeps going around. No, because it skips all that in House. And then a duck walks past the window. And then he goes, huh. And then he walks into the room where all the doctors have spent thousands of pounds pumping this person full of jaundice. And then,
full of jaundice. Jaundice isn't a drug.
And then he comes in and goes,
Well, it isn't that.
And then he inevitably, like, just slaps the person. No, he doesn't say anything. He then goes and just, like, cuts their arm off. And they're like, what the fuck, House? That's my fucking arm! And he's like, you didn't need it anyway. You had armitis.
Yeah, and then he, like, pulls a tapeworm out of them or something. Yeah, and he's like, it was a parasite. We never thought to scan for heavy metals.
You do a good House. But did you like playing that as a kid?
No. Okay. I liked video games.
Tonbridge Wells, oh, Tonbridge Wells, on the River Wells. Tonbridge Wells, Tonbridge Wells.
Have you ever been to Tonbridge Wells?
No.
Oh.
Oh, you like candles.
Is that a question?
Yeah.
You like candles? Well, yeah, I love candles.
It's fucking brilliant. Nature's own.
I was about to try and justify that, but I just like candles. Is that
like a scented candle or an unscented candle?
I think they're overpriced.
Would you like
either way?
What about Roman candles?
Oh, they're lovely.
They're brilliant.
They are lovely. I do like candles though. Candles are great, and they give off a surprising amount of light.
You can keep a small family warm for years.
Yeah.
Heat, so
I've got a torch at home, right?
Do you?
I've got a torch. On the side of it, it says 2 million candles. Power.
Yeah, that's an interesting
2 million.
Do you reckon they measured that? Do you reckon they got 2 million candles, lit them, and then put it next to the torch? We're like, well, that's about right. Do you reckon they had to work up? Do you reckon they did like 100,000 and then put the torch? And we're like, well, that's clearly the torch is better. And then they went, 500,000. They went, well, torch still pretty much better. Then you did 3 million. I'm like, oh no,
candles. That's too much.
Too much.
How? No, but like,
2 million candles would surely be.
I can't even imagine 2 million candles. But apparently, my torch has them.
What, they're inside?
And you turn it on. It's like, the room's a bit brighter.
The candles are inside.
Well, no, but like, surely 2 million candles gives off a lot more light than that torch.
No.
Or is it a heat thing? No, surely one candle gives off more heat than a torch, otherwise you'd burn
yourself. 2 million candles would be like a flame... No, more! Like the sun!
Yeah.
How
many candles is the sun?
Google, how many candles is the sun?
I can't believe that's actually been...
How much candle power... There we go.
How much candle power does the sun give out?
Right, okay. Oh, someone on Earth... give a shit about Earth. 168,000 times brighter than a candle. That's not the answer we wanted.
Wait, that's bullshit. I've got a torch that's 2 million.
You've clearly got a torch. What is this torch?
Oh,
is
did I get mystical? Ripped off for this torch?
It might have been
it's
lying.
Quite an expensive torch.
Oh, yes, this torch is the top of the range. It can do 2 million candles. More candles than you could ever imagine.
Was it Brian Cox who sold it to you?
I bet I just got handed like a shit torch with 2 million written on it.
Yeah.
Oh.
2 million Excelsior torch with extra candles.
I do like candles. I don't like the power of a torch being compared to one, though.
Okay, we'll keep that for the record.
Okay.
Do you enjoy a good party? If you say yes, does that make you what? What weapon does it make you?
Do you enjoy a good party? Surely by a party being good, it's because you're enjoying it.
No, because hang on, I think a good party... That you
or is
have,
it like, I like a good run around.
You can have... I like a good shake.
I like a good shuffle.
I like a good crab.
I like a good apple.
A good crab's like a good woman. You can eat it, and except the claws.
And it's a crab.
It's a crab.
Awfully...
fishy.
I do enjoy a good party. Actually, no, hang on. This probably just means, like, do you like partying? I'm not a big partier.
Party goer.
But I'm abstain, good. because I like gatherings. Yes. I'm not good at, like...
Yeah. Party fests.
Party fests.
Down with the jocks in Melissa's house, and we get a keg, and you can do a keg stand, and then there'll be, like, the stoners, and they'll be there too, and it'll be party time!
Yep.
And maybe you'll get laid.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those.
35, do you like to drink?
I love a good drink.
Oh, you're drinking right now. I'm drinking right now.
We're both drinking right now. Yeah, we are, yeah. We're having a little Chilean Merlot from 2011.
Casillero de Diablo.
The Devil's Cellar, that means.
Oh, I thought it was the castle.
No, sure, Casillero's Cellar.
Ah, a bit naughty. Naughty wine.
I wonder what castle is. Castillo,
yeah. I only remember that from Age of
Spanish?
Empires 2.
I don't speak Spanish.
I'll go to the Castillo de El Cid.
It's from Rapel Valley.
Rapel.
Winemaker's note. Crafted using grapes from Chile's Rapel Valley.
Oh, Rapel.
Warm days followed by cooler nights provide near-perfect growing conditions, resulting in rich, smooth, fruity flavours.
Oh, fruity flavours.
How does it taste, Laurie?
Oh, like a party in my mouth. A smooth, medium-bodied Merlot. That means it's got, like, you know, it's got a bit of a bum, but, like, not too much.
All in all,
a little bit of a boob. That perfectly combines plum, and red berry, flavours with smoky cedar wood aromas. What would you eat it with?
I'd probably eat it with pasta, risotto, lightly spiced red meat dishes. Not to be too specific, of course. Lightly spiced red meat.
No. If you put any more than 3 tablespoons of cardamom on that steak, you can fucking forget about it, Paddy.
What's that? Fennel and venison?
No! See, we do like to
drink. Sorry, yeah, love a good
as
drink.
As evidenced by our ranting. Louding. Hi, I'm Churchill 14, one of my favourite historical figures. I'm kind of new at this, and really just making quizzes for my family and friends, but anyone is welcome. I enjoy basketball, swimming, and cigars. It went away, so I couldn't read it.
That was the author?
Yeah, he had a picture
Churchill
of Churchill.
14.
Big nutter. Do you think that means he's 14 years old and he's obsessed with Churchill?
Huge.
Oh, wow, you ready for this?
What?
You would own, you scored a rondelle.
Oh, a rondel?
Yeah, a rondel even. You would own a rondel. Rondels were short knives used by the fastest and most agile warriors. Its a lack of guard and length makes it hard to use, but it can be deadly in the hands of a skilled soldier.
That is
quite good for you.
Yeah.
You would be a knifey man. I'd be your hand thing, which you can't really translate.
My hand thing?
Yeah, we go...
When have I ever done that?
You've done that before.
I've done that one.
Oh, down the disco.
I'll tell you twice. I'll tell you 3 times. I bought a rondel.
I'll slap you in the face.
I would be a rondel. Rondels are short knives. Use the fast, most agile. Its lack of guard and length makes it hard to use.
But you've already read this.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Sorry. What else could I have been?
You were almost a lance.
Almost a
Again,
lance.
Again, long, agile. Like your penis.
Like a lance.
Like a dick.
Longbow. I would have thought I was more of a bow.
No, you see, because I think you're kind of quite honest. And I think a rondel... Oh, actually, no, rondel's a bit sneaky.
Rondel's sneaky, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, mate. Work on your you.
And apparently content. I'm least like a mace or flail.
A note we can all take something away from.
Maces and flails are quite erratic, I would have thought. If you... Like,
say erotic.
What do you reckon a personality is?
Watch it! I love to party and I also love brains.
Yeah, Morningstar, like so. What is your wife?
Here I go. Well,
right. Well, that was
quite enjoyable.
I quite enjoyed that.
Well done, quiz. Thank you, Churchill 14, for your wonderful quiz.
And now over to Santander with the weather.
Sí, es un medio tiempo, pero no hay muy rain.
Are you saying words?
Sí.
Do you speak that language?
No.
You speak other languages, don't you?
Sumatran. Don't make me speak it now, because it'll be incredibly racist if I try.
Okay, but you speak Old English?
Don't
you read
speak
Old
it.
English?
Yeah.
You read Middle English?
Yeah.
New English?
Easier. Yeah, that one I've
medium-bodied English?
Medium-bodied.
Well-rounded.
Slightly seedy English.
East English?
East English. East English. East English. Oxford English.
Do you speak French?
I do. May we?
May we?
May we? What is that?
Oh, fuck off. I'm awful at French.
You can speak Russian, no? Can you not?
My Russian...
It's a good accent.
It's очень хорошо.
Ugh.
My risky язык.
What is that?
That was...
Risky Ezekiel.
Ruski Yazik means Russian language.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's a little fact.
What could you... How
Put
could
that
you,
one in your pocket,
you
take it
talk?
To the fair, sell it to Marjorie.
Marjorie, I've got a ticket to the fair. Would you want it? £5, isn't it? Alright, £4. Alright, £2.
Will you excuse
Alright.
me?
50p.
Welcome to my twisted circus. Won't you come inside? We've got mice with lots of hats and a lovely boat.
I ran out of ideas.
Right, listen, look, I had to stick around, mate, because basically I tried to use the cat feeder, right, but instead of, like, opening up to give you Cheetos,
it's kind of trapped the cat inside. So now whenever you go near it, there's a really angry cat. So just don't. Just don't. All right? You might not be able to eat.
Can I let him out?
The cat might be quite... No. I think it'd be best for everyone if we didn't...
Have we talked about my cat before?
No, Oscar.
Yeah, I'm on the podcast. I mean, you know about Oscar.
I do know about Oscar. I think I've described him as a shit before, and I think that's about as far as it's been.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's got to go to the vets tomorrow.
Oh, good. What's the happening? Hopefully a head amputation.
I think he's got mites.
Oh, where? I don't want to know where.
Oh, you really don't want to know where. Well, that was the quiz. Basically, that was sort of a warm-up exercise for us to decide whether or not we want to do a podcast.
Because usually we just go... me, 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 me.
Yeah.
La, 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 la. That's it.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to do a scale, but no. And we normally just go for it. But that was, should we do a podcast? And we decided yes. So I hope you liked that. There is another quiz kicking about, which the next time one of us goes away, we're going to use. It's primarily focused on Pokemon.
Pokemons.
So look out for that. And if you're not a fan of Pokemon, you might want to. Not
you might just go away because we're going to talk about Pokemon a lot.
Yeah,
we're going to divert a lot to talking about Pokemon.
And can I just say, we've both been busy for the past couple of days. We haven't really seen each other, so yeah. I just want to say, this podcast is doing really well.
It is. We're doing all right, aren't we?
I'm fucking pleased because, like, we've got full popularity on the first episode, 2 bars off on the next one.
I don't really know what that means.
It means good, okay. And like. It's just really cool. We were on the front page of iTunes.
We were for quite a long time.
It's really exciting. So
rubbing shoulders with Ricky.
Yeah.
Paddy, I'm a little bit unhappy, Paddy. Why are you using extra? What's he doing? He's been in the show, Steve.
Is that what he does? That's what he does, isn't it?
Oh my god, you talk to the tribal man and you haven't even got a pound.
Oh, Carl Pilkington, he's so mad.
Shut up. Carl Pilkington's a bit silly. Yes, Warwick Davis is a dwarf.
But no, basically, a big thank you from... I was about to say from us here at the Podshambles, but it's literally just you and me.
From me, Paddy, and the team at Podshambles HQ.
But thank you. Do tell your friends about us. Do email us at podshamble@gmail.com. We got some great emails last week. So
including our favourite one was a suggestion of some chord sequences for a song.
Yeah, a lot of people have had a problem with the title sequence. And, you know, it's a placeholder.
I'm not doing another fucking one. That took hours.
Yeah, if anyone wants to make one, then go for it. But, yeah, this jazz guy sent us like a chord sequence, a really good chord sequence.
I mean, it was very, it blew my mind.
It was really excellent. And he said, use this. And we sort of went, oh, well, then we didn't have time.
I didn't understand it.
I didn't really understand.
It had a D in it. I didn't even know there was a D.
Yeah, I mean, Twitter, all of that.
Oh, God.
I've stopped believing in myself in the past 10 seconds. I'm sorry.
We'll also be looking at our website. It will be spangly and new, actual things on it, rather than just endless pictures of our faces, which, you know, is lovely. But
yeah, what do you want us to talk about? Because, like...
We're running out of steam.
So, thank you very much. See you next time.
Lots of love.
Lots of love.
Best your auntie.
Best your auntie.
Wash
How's your
ears.
Father? Tuck your uncle.
Tuck your uncle.
Tuck your uncle.
Tuck him in.
There you go, uncle. Uncle. We always end in such a weird way. Bye. It's an ending. It's an ending. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.